be with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It has instant notification for severe weather alerts wherever you are because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested a parent in connection to a shooting in the Blount Elementary School parking lot Thursday morning. This happened during drop-off when many parents and students were in the parking lot. Thankfully, no one was injured. Two Selma men are behind bars charged with shooting into a Selma woman's house. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says 29-year-old Ronald Johnson and 25-year-old Mustafa McDonald are each charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling. And we are just a few weeks away from the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State and Tuskegee, and both schools have announced a new competition supporting the Salvation Army. The Communiversity Block Party Competition is happening September 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some families are in anguish after the largest single state immigration crackdown ever by ICE agents.
Please let him breathe.
33-year-old Zachary Castaneda murdered 4 people in a vicious crime spree. Less than 24 hours later, Pittsburgh, the scene of another random fatal stabbing.
More than 100 scientists warn that soil is being lost between 10 and 100 times faster than it is forming, and that climate change, including flooding and drought, is speeding up the loss. loss.
Heartbreaking story in Ohio. A father learning his daughter conceived through IVF is not related to him.
Oakland Raiders wideout Antonio Brown suffered extreme frostbite on his foot while undergoing cryotherapy in France.
The Chicago White Sox will play the New York Yankees at the site of the classic baseball movie Field of Dreams. The MLB announcing plans to build a temporary 8,000-seat ballpark overlooking the famous film location in Dyersville, Iowa.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. I want to correct something I said. I said that Bruce Orr had met directly with John McCain. The 302s do not say that. It says that he met with a senior staff member of John McCain, so I always want to make sure I'm giving you the proper information. The synopsis of this thing is very interesting, to say the least. So let's continue on the Hannity show last night, if you'll highlight that. There you go. Now, Sarah Carter's going to be talking about this was actually a soft coup.
The amount of contact There was an internal analysis by our own Catherine Herridge, who's also been doing some terrific work on all of this, but she rightly points out and reminds us that the amount of contact was so frequent after, in fact, Christopher Steele was fired, and that Orr was the conduit. They used WhatsApp, which is an application to shield their communications, and then the FBI began debriefing Orr to Orr. He's the conduit, even into the special counsel's office. Sarah, how are we to interpret that? Why would Orr... He, and by the way, his wife's responsible for a lot of these lies that Fusion GPS put out. Why would he be a conduit to the special counsel's office? Who was involved in that? Why were they taking information from a known liar and leaker? Why was Orr entertaining any of the information he was feeding, considering all the other information we now know the FBI determined was false?
Absolutely. I mean, and this is the main reason why John Durham is being asked to look into the special counsel in Robert Mueller, because these questions need to be answered, Sean. And also what's significantly important here is, remember, Christopher Steele is a foreigner. This is a foreigner messing into a U.S. election and being utilized people on an opposition. So this is what's so significant about this. And this wasn't just dirty tricks. This was an attempt at a soft coup.
Whoa. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B. Papa B. Welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Dan and Joey.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine, fabulous, as usual.
I like
that. It's so interesting, all of these, you know, revelations, although they're not really revelations, are they? We've known it. They knew it. Everybody's known it. But now there's no denying it, because we can see for ourselves the 302s and some of the things that were going on, including, you know, the interviews that some in the FBI have been doing to uncover some of this. So that it's not, to me, it's not revealing anything new. It's just affirming what I already knew.
There you go.
Do you think, I mean, I think that's probably, for me, that's, you know, the right take on it. And in fact, if you look really just honestly at it, the other side of the political aisle, they know it too. They already know it. But now they can't poo-poo the idea any longer.
His question, what will the media do with it?
Yeah, well, who knows what the media will
do. I don't think they're
going
to do anything with it, by the way, until there's an indictment.
Yeah, and even then, they probably will just sort of shove it off to the back page, maybe a mention or two about it, and then they'll, you know, say, oh, well, this was an open secret. Everybody knew this was going to happen, and blah, 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 blah. Sort of just kind of put a good coating on it, like, we already knew this was going to happen. Everybody did. Move on. Time to move on.
Nothing to see here. Move on. Nothing to see here.
Trump is racist. Trump is a Nazi. On and on and on. You know, and what I hear, when I see these things, then, you know, I can't help but draw correlations. But to me, what the, you know, Democrats are doing now in their hyperbolic, statements and, you know, the things that are going on in the revelation of the deep state, to me, this is like the death throes of a political infrastructure that, you know, has been going on, you know, that's had sway in this country for a long time. And, you know, this is sort of the end game for that political infrastructure, largely based, I would suggest, on offense. You know, the politics, political power of being offended is coming to its bitter end. And I'll be well rid of it here, I think, shortly. But I just think that all of these things are sort of part of, you know, the end of what we've known for most of our lives in terms of the political infrastructure. So, you know, there's a lot of screaming, there's a lot of hollering, there's a lot of belly aching about it. There are people that are willing to go to extremes, including breaking the law, to keep it going. You know, and it's been revealed now. So, you know, that's kind of a point of view I have about it. Am I wrong, do you think, to take that broad view?
Well, no, I don't think you're wrong. I think that what has to happen is something has to happen. And some things to look for is how apoplectic do the Democrats get and how rushed do they feel to try to get Trump, and how brazen are they going to be? Because the more they're rushing to do that, the more that tells me that this thing is coming, and coming really quickly.
It does, me too. And in fact, you know, when you call somebody Hitler, you know, you've pretty much done all you can do.
Yeah.
Okay? It's like you've already hit the limit. Now where are you going to go? There's no place to go but, you know, down from there. You've done everything you can do. It's not working. Now what do you do? Well, you can't really do anything else. So the Mueller report didn't work. So racist Hitler, white nationalist, whatever. And then what else? Well, nothing, because there's nothing else for them to do. So I think just, you know, they're perplexed because nothing that they've done in the past has worked or is working now. And so, you know, you see some panic in that. One quick thing about John McCain. I talked to somebody, really, he's in town. I won't mention his name, but ran into a guy that was actually in the Hanoi Hilton with John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I asked him, you know, what is Trump's big issue with John McCain? I mean, I can't understand it. I mean, I know that he doesn't, you know, he talks out of both sides of his mouth, or he did, rest his soul, with conservatives. You know, trying to pile up with conservatives when it was convenient, but then throw us all under the bus when it wasn't. But what is Trump's big concern? He said, well, it was because he blew up the ship. I said, what? Blew up the ship? He said, yeah, he killed a bunch of sailors.
Yeah, that is not true. That's not true, though.
Well, now, all I'm telling you is what the guy said that was in the Hanoi Hilton.
Yeah, we've looked at that, and Snopes says that is not true.
Snopes?
Yes.
Which is run by whom?
They've said it's not true.
That's George Soros' organization, sir.
Papa B, look, you show me evidence is true, I'll believe it. How about that?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not going to do anything, because I'm not going to try to tell you John McCain's not a patriot. Okay?
Okay.
He suffered through some horrible things in the Hanoi Hilton. And, you know, for that reason, I respect him. But now, there were some other things that must have been going on, and that's what the man told me. So I don't know. That's what I've secondhand information I know. But I think there's some things we might find out about Mr. McCain that aren't quite as, you know, burnishing of his reputation.
Yeah, I think what Trump said was exactly right. I think that, you know, he didn't look at him as a war hero because he got captured.
Okay, well. Anyway, all right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
News 93.1. Dan Marr Show will be back with Jim right after this.
Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice Voice to Liberty in Our Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
If you're pro, you buy big. And when you buy big, you save big at the Home Depot. With pro bulk pricing on plywood, decking, fencing, and more. Buy it online and pick it up in store in job lot quantities. Or let us deliver it right to your job site. That'll save you time as well as money. And that's really big. You work hard enough for your money. Saving it should be easy. With pro bulk pricing on over 4,000 items, it is. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Did you know you can get Hulu for only $5.99 a month? That's all the Veronica Mars, Handmaid's Tale, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Family Guy, and This Is Us that you can watch. Plus thousands of other shows and movies. Like that one show you quote all the time. And that other show you've been meaning to watch. And that show you don't tell anyone you watch. Don't worry, we don't judge. We might be crazy to give you all that TV for so little, but we love TV. And we want to make it easy for you to watch more of it. So if you love TV like we love TV, go to Hulu.com and start your free trial.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
Jim, how are you?
Hot, man.
It is a little warm out there.
Yeah. Dan, I was listening to you in the last hour, and I had to something come out real quick, and I had to turn you off, and I missed it. Did I hear you say that the
Don't
guy...
Don't ever turn my show off.
Well, it was uncontrollable. Anyways, the you said the guy that was doing the shooting at the school in Montgomery was a pastor?
He self-proclaimed pastor, correct.
So, yeah, and he was a felon?
That's what I understand.
What was he doing with a gun?
That's a great question.
Is that kind of like praise the Lord and pass the ammunition?
There you go.
Yeah. Dan, this incident in California the other day where the Hispanic guy stabbed a bunch of Hispanic people.
Yep.
Killed them. Have you seen that reported on any of the other networks?
It was on CBS Morning yesterday, and yeah. I played a clip from it.
Yeah. Doesn't really fit their narrative now. Are they calling for a ban on knives over 2 inches long or anything? Or
yeah, and they notice they're not saying that he was a Hispanic.
Well, he was.
They're not highlighting that, let's say.
Yeah. Well, anything that doesn't fit in the white supremacist narrative, they're going to ignore it. So, you know, it's just funny how the... I just wondered, have you heard any more numerology reports today? What happened on... What is 9-9 in the... is there something there with 9-9?
I've never heard anything on 9-9.
Any subliminal messages we're getting from the White House or anything?
Nothing I've heard of.
Well, Dan, I just wondered. I was checking on that thing, on that shooting. I'll tell you what, with that shooting in Montgomery, Dan, that... The Montgomery City schools or where the schools are spiraling down.
Well, the amazing thing is this is a school that a lot of people moved over to East Montgomery so they could go to the school. And it was a Johnny Carr Blunt, Went Blunt Johnny Carr, and the Park, whatever it is, school. That's, they moved over there for that school, but as I said when I was talking about it, wherever you go, there you are, and you take your crap with you. And yep, they obviously took the crap with them.
I mean, what is this society coming to when you get mad at somebody in a car and you're going to shoot them? The first thing you do is, I'm going to get my gun and kill you because you cut me off or whatever. I mean, what happened to the good old days when somebody cut you off, you just flipped them a bird or something?
Now you're flipping them now you're flipping them a bullet. And the problem is, this is where, you know, where it's like my father-in-law used to say, wherever you go, there you are. And you bring your crap with you. And that's what this guy did. This is, by all standards, one of the better schools in Montgomery. And it's certainly the best non, LAMP-type program, type school. And it's, you bring that stuff with you. And that's this guy's answer to the problem.
I mean, it's just, you know, that's just ridiculous. What was that guy thinking? He could have shot that thing and killed a kid.
Well, if you look at, again, the car, they're driving it off. The car, the bullet hole is in the passenger side of the car.
So, what if there had been somebody sitting there?
Well, and we don't know if there was anybody in there. We don't know if there was a kid that was in there.
Yeah, and he's a parent, right?
We think so. We're not sure.
Oh man, that's just unbelievable. But it doesn't help any. Boy, that's some bad PR right there.
It is indeed, and it speaks to, again, people bring their crap with them, and this guy, he thought that was the answer to the question.
Yeah.
And that's a learned habit right there.
Yep, you can run, but you can't hide.
Street told him that. And if he's a felon, I'm sure he has a checkered past.
Well, they need to put him under the jail now. Felon with a gun, that's worth about 10 years in the slammer.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the guy, he walks in the office with the gun, turns it over to the staff. If he is a felon, he knows he's a felon. I guess what he did, he just knew he could not run the law and decided to give it up, but he's going to have some problems.
You got some explaining to do.
There you go.
All right, well, y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you. Grandpa, coming back to you right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. In general, Republicans in Congress have opposed more background checks for people getting guns, but President Trump now says he's in favor of them.
There's been no president that feels more strongly about the Second Amendment than I do. However, we need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns.
The president outside the White House says about kids separated from parents rounded up in immigration raids in Mississippi.
This serves as a very good deterrent. If people come into our country illegally, they're going out.
He's attending a fundraiser in New York today before some time at his golf resort in New Jersey. Walmart is taking down displays for violent video games.
In addition to the deadly shooting at a Walmart store in El Paso last weekend, two Walmart managers were killed by a gunman in Mississippi. Walmart has not decided to stop selling guns.
That's Ginny Casola. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our atmosphere is primed for a generous supply of those random downpours over the next few days. For today, a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. More to go around today and tomorrow, though, and on Sunday as well, with locally some tropical downpours in spots. Good luck. Saturday and Sunday's high around 91. Lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change on Monday. You can stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It has instant notification for severe weather alerts wherever you are because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yes. Let's go to Grandpa. Grandpa, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm good, Grandpa, and you?
Doing well, thank you. Friday afternoon now.
TGIF.
Hey, yes, sir. I'll just kind of mention something that I guess is good news and bad news. The bad news, it's not so much it's bad news, but what kind of ticks me off. I just came from Walmart. And I've just pulled up to my parking space, and the next aisle over, Walmart generously leaves a space for wounded warriors. And it just ticks me off when I see someone pull in there that's definitely not a wounded warrior, just, you know, taking advantage of something that's for our veterans. So anyway, so I did the same thing to them that I've done to others I've watched do the same thing. I just left them a nice note on their windshield, but... I just want to do a shout out to all our veterans out there, let them know how much I appreciate them and what they do for our country. I was trying to get in the military, unfortunately, could not get in, but my father was in the World War II, Korean War in Vietnam. So, yeah, I'm a military brat and I really appreciate our military. So that's the bad news for the day. But the good news, makes me happy. Last Friday, my wife and I went to Sweet Creek.
Yay!
First time, man. And had lunch. That was wonderful.
What did you have?
Well, I thought about that Cuban, but I ended up getting the chicken salad sandwich with the grilled vegetables.
Ooh.
And the missus had the barbecue sliders with some beans. And of course, she kept looking at my sandwich and how much I was enjoying it. She wanted a piece of it. And you know, Dan, now looking at that sandwich, I love my wife. We've been married almost 39 years. And I looked at my sandwich. I looked at her. I looked at my sandwich. And I guess eventually love won out. And I gave her just a little piece. And I think she was going to eat more, but I wouldn't let her. But a great place. And my wife even commented about the employees, how they seem to be happy to work there and generally just gracious to everyone they came in contact with. But we had a great time and bought some of the goodies. But then we went down to Sykes and Cons and helped the local economy there in a great way. But on the way back home, the missus kept talking about that ice cream down there at Sweet Creek that she saw. You know, they make good ice cream down there, I understand. So they had to stop. We had to stop, and it was very crowded, but I was next in line, and then here comes Reed Ingram out of the back. And he was in a meeting, but knows how busy it was and came up to help. And, Dan, I dropped your name.
Oh.
I said, Dan Moore says, hello. You know, and I'd ordered a small cup. Dan, I think that small cup, it held about a large serving. But he was very gracious as well. So anyway, I just encourage anyone that hadn't been there, go visit. It's a great experience.
Grandpa, I really appreciate you sharing that with us. What are some of the other goodies you got there?
We got some of the jellies and some pepper relish. And we got some, I guess they're like tea cookies, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if those actually made it down to Sykes and Cons.
They were consumed, huh?
Yes, sir. They were gone in a hurry. So, but anyway, great place. And if you haven't done it wrong, you can put my name in. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, Grandpa. There. Give me your month and day of birth.
9/28.
We're going to do that drawing in about 1 hour from now.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate your show and what y'all do.
Thanks, Grandpa. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the kind words about Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Thanks.
Another great sponsor that is also another personal friend of mine, and that's Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. He's actually going to be coming in next week, and looking forward to seeing Dan. But let me remind you that until August the 15th, he's got a 33% off special for conversions of your Betamax, VHS, or 8mm films. You need to call him, tell me you're a Dan Moore Show listener to get that discount. But if you missed the discount from last month, you can take advantage of it this month with 33% off until August the 15th. Get ready to copy the cell phone number, 334-676-1734, 676-1734, Dan Black, my good friend at Dan Black Studios. Give him a call and take advantage of that 33% off. Okay, where are we here now, big guy? Jim Jordan owns Christopher Steele. You're going to like this one. Jim Jordan puts it down there.
Now that we have these 302s that offer all of this confirmation, all that you're hearing tonight, Congressman, we seem to have two separate paths that were used for spying. Again, the 99% of the FBI, great people. Premier law enforcement agency in the world. On our intelligence side, the premier intelligence agencies in the world. But at the highest levels, it seems that both, we had outsourcing of tactics and means of spying on Americans that would be illegal. They did it purposely to seemingly to circumvent American laws. And on the other side, of course, we have the dirty dossier. Then we have a guy that's fired for lying and leaking, and he's got a conduit. And the conduit is Bruce Orr, whose wife, by the way, helped build the dirty Russian dossier for Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS. As you read this, fill in the blanks so the audience here can understand this completely.
No, that last point I think is important. Why do you terminate your direct relationship with Christopher Steele and then encourage a top Justice Department official to keep meeting with him and then coming and briefing you about each of those meetings and each of those conversations? So that's point number one. It seems to me you're trying to hide something or trying to camouflage something when you do that. Second, why do you do 302s? You do 302s because you're out to get someone. And we know they weren't out to get Bruce Orr. They're out to get someone else. Who are they out to get? The President of the United States. Look at the 12 302s and notice the dates. There's three bursts. There's the burst right after the election. There's the burst right after the inauguration. And then there's the ones in May right after the special counsel is named. So this all just shows they were out to go after the President of the United States. And never forget, the guy who was leading the investigation said, Clinton should win 100 million to zero. Don't worry, Lisa, we'll stop Trump. We got an insurance policy. So that's the key takeaway. And you've been on this for a couple years. But when you now put this all together, it seems pretty clear what they were up to.
Up to. Sorry about the cut there. That was Sean actually stepping on him. Now, here's something for you to be thinking about. Did Bruce Orr, did McCabe, did Peter Strzok, did all these people do this completely in a vacuum? Or was there some higher power that gave an okay or a wink or a nod or wanted something to have happen? Here's kind of the oldest trick in the book. And advanced men were barred from ever saying this. Is you go in to a city and you're doing an event. And if an advanced man ever says these words, the president wants this to happen, you would be fired right on the spot.
Right. You don't speak for the president.
You don't speak for the president, and you never use his name like that.
You might say the head of advanced operations wants you to do this.
Or Mike Deaver said right. He really wanted to encourage me to ask you to do XYZ.
Right.
This seems, you just don't all of a sudden just kind of do these things. You do not do these things without an orchestration of it. Now, was that a Loretta Lynch? Was that a Valerie Jarrett? Was that a Susan Rice? Because you remember, we have all these unmasking. We also have that mysterious email that Susan Rice sent to herself on January the 20th, 2017, minutes before Donald Trump is sworn in, saying that Barack Obama said, do this all by the book. That's plausible deniability right there. To me, everything is starting to take shape, and you cannot see this. And they're going to try to create this like, oh, yeah, this is all just renegades that were doing this. There had to be some kind of coordination. There had to be some type of orchestration for this. And because if you think about it, from the very beginning when they first started this, they carried this narrative all the way through to Mueller. And Comey says, the reason I sent the memo so there'd be a special counsel appointed. And what's the special counsel looking in? Is the involvement of Trump campaign and the Russians. They were trying to carry that narrative on because they thought they had built something off of that narrative. Pop up to my clips and see which one's next here.
It was number 8 here with Rudy.
Oh, okay. Rudy. Yeah, Rudy kind of gets it going. This is stop and go. But Rudy, let me tell you something I've learned about Rudy Giuliani. I listen to him and what he says, and what he's doing is he's telling you stuff he knows on the inside that's going to come true. We saw this consistently on Mueller, on meetings, and different words that were happening out there. He was the canary that was telling us what direction things were going. So this is Rudy Giuliani is going to be stop and go, but listen to what he says. He's going to reveal some things to you.
His former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Mr. Mayor, he was fired for lying and leaking. The amount of contact with Christopher Steele, who everybody knew and had confirmed by this point, lying, leaking, hated Trump, and feeding the special counsel's office through his conduit, Bruce Orr? Really?
Sean, we've known this for a year, right?
Yes.
I began.
Now we have confirmation.
I began investigating this a year ago when I took on his defense. You can't believe what's going to come out. And this is a dramatic revelation now. But Bruce Orr should have been prosecuted and his wife a conflict of interest 10 months ago because we had a Justice Department that was completely warped. The fact is that these are crimes that are shocking. These are crimes that go to the very heart of our false evidence, false testimony. The whole thing was made up from the very beginning. And they sold it to 90% of our media.
Okay, so when Rudy Giuliani says you're going to be shocked with the things that are coming out, I tell you what I've learned from listening to him and following him, we're going to be shocked. Now, we at the show might not be shocked because we kind of see this thing unfolding, but I think the American public is going to go, oh, my God. And this gives me a sense that here's what I think has happened. I think they are keeping Trump informed of what's going on. I think Trump is keeping other people informed of what's going on. Because we've heard Trump do interviews and say, I'm not supposed to talk about that. And when he starts talking about it, he said, we're going to find out things here.
Also, I was watching old clips last night.
Old clips?
You know, back and forth, like so-and-so destroyed, or so-and-so has an interesting conversation, whatever. folks, don't forget. Just do yourself a favor. Go watch some media clips, some back and forth on whether it's Bill Maher's show on HBO or CNN or MSNBC, whatever, and remind yourself of how shrill, how over the top the national media was on this Russia collusion issue. I'm sure some of you remember, but I don't think you actually remember. If you go watch coverage from 17 and 18, it is so over the top that, and now the media sort of downplayed it, you know, we're soft pedaling, putting it in, you know, a different drawer, but it was so over the top.
Well, you remember before the 2018 and during the 2018 election, you had people saying that Donald Trump was a Russian asset.
Yes.
Andrew McCabe was one of them. Clapper was another one. Yeah, Brennan definitely was one. He basically said during the 2018 election that he was a Russian asset. Here's the former head director of National Intelligence saying that he believed he was a Russian asset. And the reason he was saying that is to push that narrative of Russia and Trump in bed together.
Well, and I think the way the president and his campaign could use this, I don't know if it should, the story that is now unfolding should be told by Trump himself. I think it should be told. It will be told by, you know, like talk radio, like what we're doing, by Sean Hannity and those types.
Told by a prosecutor.
Right, exactly. And I think also this will bring around some people who might have once been never Trumpers, these sorts of folks who are old establishment types. Maybe they weren't never Trumpers, but they weren't in full support of the president. Once they see this, folks like William Barr, if he can get more of his contemporaries and his friends, and you make the case to the American people, and you better believe super PACs and different groups will be pushing ads that tell this story as well. I don't think it should come directly from the president, though.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah,
it needs to come from a reliable third source. I think Rudy Giuliani is going to be one of the... I think if they're smart, what they'll do is they'll get a group of surrogates to get out and talk about this that are noteworthy, known people who are reliable. And what's going to happen is the independents are going to be going, oh, my God, Democrats had control, and they did what with it? We're not going to give them control.
Right.
And it would be the greatest selling point, particularly these damn Democrats that are sitting there going, Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is in the bed with Russia. All these things they're saying, if one isn't true, they're all not true. That's what it's going to get down to. These people are going to look like absolute idiots. News Talk 93.1. We moved up three. We're going to be back after this brief break with a whole lot more.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. Yeah, always keep an eye on Rudy Giuliani. I'm telling you, he has been a reliable canary to tell us the direction things are going in here. So let's continue on with Rudy.
Mr. Mayor, they knew in August of 2016 that it was an unverifiable document.
Unverified.
The FBI, Andrew John Solomon, Weichman. Broke the report that the FBI had a spreadsheet Weichman. Debunking the Steele dossier, but they still used it as the bulk of information to continue to spy on Carter Page and the Trump presidency.
Correct. And Andrew Weissman knew it from the very beginning. And then he trampled over three or four people's rights. The press didn't care because they were going after Donald Trump. So you can just destroy people if you're going after Donald Trump, whether it's fair or not. This is a terrible crime. The dimensions of it, you still don't realize. There's plenty of evidence of what happened in Ukraine. Plenty of evidence of what happened in UK, in Italy. This was a massive conspiracy to try to deprive the American people of the person they elected as president. That should never happen.
Okay, when he talks about the Ukraine, and Victoria Nuland, you remember, that was the name we heard earlier. She was the one that kind of orchestrated the takeover of Ukraine, the ousting of the president and the putting in of the IMF bank head, and she's caught on phone, picked up by Russia, and they played the tape of her talking, saying that they're basically installing a puppet president that's there. But what happened is they found these ledgers, and they said there were these payments out there, and they said the ledger said that the payment was to Paul Manafort at $250,000 a bite that was out there. The thing is, it did not say that. There were payments out, but it did not say Paul Manafort's name on there. So he got tied with that, which is one of the reasons he had to leave the campaign, was because of that. So they were trying to basically blackmail him then, doing it through the Ukraine government. I think what we're going to find out here is that the Ukraine government was very involved in trying to help Hillary Clinton out. That would be a foreign government trying to help a campaign out, by the way. So all of this, nobody should ever interfere with our election. No foreign. Well, see how this baby flies here. I think you're going to put Ukraine, it's going to be put right at the doorstep of the Hillary Clinton campaign. John Podesta's brother, what did he do? He was basically had as a client the Ukraine. And he didn't report that. Okay, now, Rudy Giuliani is trying to tell Sean Hannity something. Sean Hannity will not shut up. And if Sean Hannity would learn how to ask a question and listen for an answer, he would be so much better off. But listen how Rudy is trying to tell him something, but he will not shut up because he wants to show Rudy how much he knows.
This also, these 302s are full confirmation of reporting of John, Sarah, Catherine Herridge, and others, that Steele had contact with Victoria Nuland and Kathleen Kavalek and Jonathan Weiner at the State Department. They all knew that this guy was desperate to get the dirt out on Trump, but the fact that it then continued after he was proven to be a liar and leaker and that Orr went along with it, who else went along with it? How high up did it go, Mr. Mayor?
Jim Comey. Jim Comey put his signature on an affidavit swearing that Steele's information was verified.
Three times.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to presume him guilty, but at least somebody should question whether he shouldn't go to jail.
Do you believe, Mr. Mayor, that
do you believe, sir, that
it looks like John Durham is spending an awful lot of time in Europe? 16 hours he apparently had with...
I know why he's spending a lot of time in Europe.
Is it because of what I believe, sir?
I spent a lot of time investigating Ukraine, Italy, UK and Australia.
In other words, and is it, Mr.
Me,
Mayor, I'm going to ask a direct question.
Was there outsourcing
of techniques that are illegal? In other words, Did our top intelligence officials, did they outsource spying on American citizens for the purpose of hurting President Donald Trump or candidate Trump or transition to be President Trump? Did they outsource intelligence gathering methods to spy on Americans to circumvent U.S. law and outsource it to even allied countries? Did that happen, sir?
There is plenty of evidence that it happened, Sean. Plenty of evidence, some of it documentary, some of it already recorded. And for a year, people in Europe have been trying to get this to our FBI, and they have been thwarted and ignored.
Okay, so he was trying to tell him Italy, UK, Australia involved in this thing, and that's what Durham was focusing on, and it spent a lot of time with that. But Sean, if Sean would let a person answer the question, it sounds so much better than coming from Sean. What I don't like about the way Joe Scarborough and some other people do interviews is they're leading the person to where they want them to go, and they're feeding them information. If they would just sit down and shut up and ask a question that will take them there and get the answer, it would be so much more powerful than Sean Hannity telling me that. I'm all in on Rudy Giuliani. I'm not all in on Sean Hannity on some of these things.
Right, right.
Really bothers me. Same thing on CNN, MSNBC. I don't like it when Sean does it. I don't like it when they do it. Just ask the question, get your answer, and let the answer go, oh, really? Is that true? And let the answer speak for itself, not the question. That's the problem. News Show 93.1, final hour of the Dan Mars Show, coming up.